a podcast only a mother could love, if our moms knew what a podcast was. It's the 90.5 WESA Social Club. This is Social Club for Friday, May 8th, 2015. I'm Josh Rollerson of 90.5 WESA. Rachel Carlson is Chief Party Officer for Yelp Pittsburgh and your co-host for this program. Rachel, welcome back. How are things in your world?
Party Officer
Party
approved.
All the time. Good,
yeah.
Good.
We've got a lot going on.
What'd you do last weekend?
Excited. I was in Philly.
Ooh.
I love Philly.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
It's very cool.
Yeah, I hear it's nice.
Never been?
I've been.
It's a long trip over the Pennsylvania Trek
right.
Roads.
Amish. Turnpike, I think they call it.
Amish, and mm-hmm. It's like Pittsburgh, Amish, Philly. Cheesesteak.
Right. It's Pittsburgh on one side, Philly on the other side, and Alabama in the middle.
That's why they call it Pennsylvania.
There you go. It's basically summer at this point. Feels like summer now.
There's a lot of puns for May.
Puns for May. Okay.
For the May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, I'm so over that.
There's going to be May. Have you seen that one?
What?
You know, I knew you would
explain.
Know this one. Justin Timberlake.
Okay, I need more.
NSYNC. He in the song, he says, it's gonna be May, but it sounds like May,
okay.
Not
all
me.
Right.
It's right. Like his twang or whatever.
Right. Okay.
And so I've seen that picture. There's Cinco de Mayo, so
right.
I'm sure there's puns for that too, which was this week.
Yeah, too late for Cinco de Mayo recommendations. But if people are planning ahead for next year, what do you like to do on May 5th? Do you
have like a go-to? Eat a lot of nachos and tacos. It's like more about the food than it is about the drink.
We're just studiously avoiding the inevitable episode about where to get Mexican food in Pittsburgh.
Well, we'll cover that.
We will
there's
get
a
there.
Lot of
it can
places.
Be found.
Yeah, there's a lot of good Mexican, but yeah, it was good. And I went to Cleveland too. I was all over.
Jeez, you're everywhere.
I know. My husband's a Cleveland sports fan, so
that's unfortunate.
Kind of depressing.
Yeah.
But the Indians have a really cool stadium, and they've done a lot of rehabbing to it. And Josh, you know what? You would love the beer wall.
I heard that was cool. I think you were talking about that at some point.
Was I?
We got into something about like ballpark serving craft beers at some point. I dimly recall.
I think because PNC Park has a craft beer night.
Possibly that was it.
Like a beer club kind of thing, but it always sells out really fast.
Right.
I'm trying to do some work with Pirates. I'm excited. But the Indians, so the Pirates, PNC Park has something that's similar, and I haven't been to a game yet, but they've built something similar where you can get a standing room ticket and then go and hang out at the bar, which
nice.
I think is brilliant. And so the Indians have this area where you can get in and standing room. And they have all these local food choices, like Melt is really popular, which is a grilled cheese place that's delicious in Cleveland. I'm pro-Cleveland, obviously, for food.
Now, is Cleveland also in your jurisdiction somehow?
No.
Do you have a counterpart in Cleveland?
I do, and she's awesome. But I like Cleveland. It's not bad. It's not bad. But this,
I think of you, the Yelp representatives as like the Green Lanterns. Each one has a little planetary system you're in charge of.
Yes.
Is it kind of like that?
I don't.
Do you draw your power from a cosmic source of energy that you recharge your ring from? Something like that?
I mean, I go to San Francisco
every I think that would be
year,
it.
So maybe that's it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So they have this beer wall where it's, I think, 15 or so local beers from Cleveland, which Fatheads is up there. I always forget Fatheads has their brewery. I want to say their main brewing facilities is in Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
I don't really get.
I always assumed they were Pittsburgh.
I know. I don't really understand if Cleveland was first or second or if their main facility is up there. I don't know. We have to do some research. But they have Fatheads. They have a bunch of different craft brews. And you can load up a card and then go to the wall and either sample whatever you want or fill up whatever you want. It's $15 and it gets you about a glass and a half. So for the stadium, not too bad. For craft brew in the stadium,
yeah,
great.
Not bad at all.
Yes. And so I tried, there was this coffee peanut butter porter beer that was delicious. Mm. A lot. And of course, I don't remember any of the names, but there was a lager that I ended up doing the cup of. But it's really cool. And I'm excited to now check out PNC Park and their bar. They have Church Brew and Penn Brew now.
That's a start.
On tap. Yeah. So I'm excited to check it out. I love going to Pirates games.
All right. And in the meantime, road trip idea.
Road trip idea.
For Cleveland.
Well, and so you ran the marathon.
If you must.
You ran the marathon.
I did.
And it was amazing, I hear.
That's one word for it.
Epic.
You could say that.
Destructive. Disruptive.
Disruptive, yes. Disruptive, innovative.
Yeah.
All those great buzzwords. Yeah, it was cool. It was a little on the warm side. It was a little warmer than I would have liked, and it was a little sunnier than I would have liked, but I held up.
Got the SPF on.
Yes, I minimally burned today, as you can see.
Good. I mean, not good, but...
Wait, why is it not good to not be sunburned?
Well, I mean, it shows that you were outside, which is good, but okay. Not be sunburned.
Well, I can prove I was outside because I got a medal to show for it.
That's awesome. Is it going anywhere in the house?
It's going in a drawer with all the other ones until I figure out how to display them.
I love, there's some actor that said that they have their Oscar in the bathroom. So I think you should display your medals in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, you're in there a lot. A lot of people are in there a lot. I'm a bathroom hog, so.
That's my home office. Really.
There you go. Medal display in the bathroom.
Okay. I'm going to think about that.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
For running. And that was about the extent then of the weekend?
Of the weekend? Pretty much, yeah. We went to Free Comic Book Day in Oakland on Saturday, and it was crazy. The place was full of people, and it was a little bit older crowd than I was sort of – I mean, I sort of expected all ages, but I thought there would be a better showing of kids my kids' age, and they were definitely the youngest ones there.
Oh, man.
So it was kind of elbow to elbow.
I was just going to say you weren't like pushing some 30-year-old – I want to tread lightly with saying geek, but
I think most people would accept that.
You don't want to be brushing bows with some geeks.
Well, yeah. Well, we walked out of there with a bunch of free comics, and they've been reading them avidly all weekend, so it was a success.
But
Phantom of the Attic, yeah, which is a cool shop. And we also went by their counterpart store across the street, which is the gaming store. And I learned that there is a free RPG day too coming up at some point. I have to figure out when that is.
What is an RPG?
A role-playing game, like a tabletop, like Dungeons and Dragons is sort of the archetype, right? But there's all these games that are kind of similar to that.
I thought we were getting into cosplay and I got really, really nervous.
I think it's related. I think they're kind of peripherally overlapping in some ways, those worlds.
If I see you show up in a robe and a crown someday...
I'm just assuming we're going to do a podcast from AnthroCon later this year, right?
Have you been out for that? Yes. My friend is specifically making a trip from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, really?
Because I talk about it so much. She's so excited.
Is she a furry or is she just a
She's a furry, a fascinated furry.
Furry follower?
Follower. That's right. What we are. That's our official hashtag. We just made it. I think that sounds amazing. We could set up shop at Tenpenny, which has the open windows and drink.
Good people watching.
Yeah, we could interview furries. Oh my gosh, this sounds amazing.
All right.
I'm so into this. Friday.
Okay, that's the plan.
It's July 9th, I think.
Is that soon? I thought it was like in August, maybe.
Well, I think this is an amazing plan and I'm really in for it. And this year's theme, are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Viking invasion.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Awesome.
9th through the 12th, so we're good.
All right. There's so many things going on in other cities and other times of year, but what about Ocho de Mayo, Rachel? What's going on this weekend?
Do you know what the big thing is this weekend?
What is it? Tell me.
Mother's Day.
Oh, right.
Josh. Yes. Mother's Day is this weekend.
You're right. Yep.
So what's great is I have a lot of great things to take your mother to, which I plan on doing as well. First up is the Lawrenceville Blossom Tour. Have you ever been to that?
No, it sounds delightful, though.
It is delightful. So from Friday to Sunday throughout Lawrenceville, you're able to walk up and down the street, and all of these different stores are going to be having seeds that you can grab and take and plant in your own garden.
Oh, nice.
So they'll have seedlings in terms of flowers, obviously blossoming, but they're going to have a lot of different local artists around, craft makers. They're going to have bakers, so I believe there'll be some baked goods in this as well. And it's just a really great time to explore Lawrenceville if you have not been out since the winter. Lots of great things going on. Smoke reopened there. There's so much going on. Gosh, it's hard to keep track. There's the Atlas Bottle Works that I believe just expanded a little bit, which is right up your alley because it's craft beer.
Sure.
Are you familiar with Atlas?
No.
Okay. You got to get there.
I will familiarize myself.
Connected to the movie theater. So
oh, cool.
You can grab the bottle and then go to the movie theater.
Can you take your little buddy in with you in a brown paper bag? Is that allowed?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
I don't even know if you have to have a brown paper bag.
Really?
No.
Wow. It's a new day.
I know. It's a new day. So that's what's great is you can head to Lawrenceville. You could get some beer with your mom and go watch a movie.
Sure.
If you want. And then
if your mom's into that.
If your mom's into that, which my mom would not be, but that's okay.
Mine either.
We love them all. Also on Friday, Bayardstown, that's the hipster hangout. Oh my gosh, I'm so good at alliteration.
Would you say it's hip happening?
Hip happening, hipster hangout.
Well done.
I know. Bayardstown.
Props. Okay.
Season kickoff party. So you have to have a membership to get into Bayardstown, and it's pretty much just a open area where you can grill, roast marshmallows, drink beer in not a paper bag because it's allowed.
Nice.
But it's all you bring in your own supply. So it's basically a hangout area. You bring everything, hang out with your peeps. So they're having an opening party where for $10 you can get in or you can buy your membership that night. And then obviously there's no $10 cover charge. They're going to have food trucks, which the
You want to try that again?
Bracero Grill, which I've never heard of this food truck, so it's very interesting to get a bite of that. And then they're going to have Title Town doing DJ sets, too. So you can hang, drink beer, listen to good music, get your membership, get in.
With your mom.
Get your key. I know. PPS.
These are all ostensibly Mother's Day recommendations.
I've got some good ones. Don't worry. I've got an art gallery. So Studio AM, Baron Batch, is the cool guy, artist, former Steeler that has made his home, actually, in the former Smoke BBQ.
Is that right?
Yes, in Homestead. Uh-huh. And so you're able to check out all of his art in the gallery there. They also have brunches on Sundays, too.
Nice.
So you can head there.
Baron Batch serves brunch?
So they have a kitchen, because it's Old Smoke.
Okay.
And he has a chef there.
And he has a restaurant license of some sort.
Yes.
Maybe.
And they make delicious brunch. I've been to it.
Nice.
It's really good. So, and cool. You can BYOB there, but they're going to have an opening on Saturday from 7 to 10. So you can head there. Mom likes art, right?
Sure.
I don't know if it'd be the scene for mom, but if your mom's hip.
Sure. And if she's a Steeler fan.
Yeah. Then it's a great thing to go to. And then we also have the Pittsburgh Fringe Festival that's going on all weekend long. So this is a good one for any artsy moms.
Right.
Because this is kind of the festival where you push the limits in terms of they say there's no judges, no juries. It's pretty much for performers to perform, get out there, and test their skills. So it's really, I mean, I hate to say a free-for-all, but I think it's good free-for-all in terms of the arts and checking things out.
Definitely. A friend of mine is directing and I think also acting in another production for Fringe Festival.
Okay.
But I don't remember what they are, so I can't.
Well, there's a whole list. You can head to Yelp.
Plug them, unfortunately.
And we have a connection to the website, so you can head to the website because they're in various locations around the north side in terms of where things are happening. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of things in terms of music, spoken word, even puppetry, opera, pretty much anything. So you can head there with mom during the weekend, or this is the one that I am really excited about that I will be taking my mom to, is the Mother's Day Neighborhood Flea. I'm very excited about this. Remember the flea from last year?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So this is going on at the Pittsburgh Public Market, and you'll be able to check out all the really great wares in terms of a lot of vintage suppliers, but they also have cool things like Pesteric. I'm like butchering a lot of words today. There is this really cool flower company that's there that's going to be doing a herb planting workshop, which I think is very motherly, but also very cool too. And then they're going to be having, like I said, a ton of vintage wares. Very exciting things going on with the market. But also, if you really want to hit up vintage, the vintage market at Pittsburgh, at the History Center,
okay,
is going on on Saturday. I flipped that.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
I know. So done. I flipped that. So that's Saturday, the Vintage Pittsburgh.
Okay.
At the History Center. And that's all day long. Check out lots of good vintage wear. So you can maybe get a gift for mom on Saturday and make it amazing, even though it's last minute, right, at the vintage market. But it's going to be awesome.
Is that your plan? Do you already have something picked out, or are you just going to gift on the fly?
I kind of want to gift on the fly because I want to see what she likes at the flea on Sunday. But maybe if I see something that might be nostalgic for her.
I think the gift of an experience is always good.
That's a good
rather thing. Than a thing, you know?
That's a good
Or one. An experience that you bring a thing home from is even better.
I agree. And I am very into the gift of the experience. So I'm all behind that. So basically for the History Center, you pay $10, get you into the History Center, which is a discounted price from what they normally charge
All the history you can eat and some vintage clothing too.
I love that. And also records. So if you're a record person, they have a huge selection of records that they bring from different companies around Pittsburgh, which I'm very excited about because I just got a record player. So
oh, you're into vinyl now, are you?
I'm so into vinyl. I'm heading in the hipster way.
Clearly. You are pretty far gone at this point.
I know. But I'm very excited to check that out. So you can do that for $10. Get all the vintage you ever desired, get the vintage for mom, and then head to the flea on Saturday or Sunday. So much going on. And then I have one more. So with the vintage flea on Sunday, they're going to be doing shuttles from Wiggle Whiskey.
Nice.
So
that's a good idea.
You can go to the distillery in the strip and get a shuttle because they're going to be doing dip dye crafts at Wiggle Barrel House on the north side. From 11 to 3, you can get the shuttle. And the dip dyeing is apparently the new trend in Martha Stewart followers. So it's not tie-dye, but it's dip dye. And I know nothing that I'm saying you're really computing now.
It's all just like pops and whistles. Right?
But if girls are listening, it's like the ombre.
I heard whiskey. That registered.
I know. So you can get some whiskey, too. And they're going to be doing a make-your-own bitters class. So
cool.
If you're hanging out with mom.
My God, they never stop over there.
I ran into
Meredith at the Marathon Expo. She was there working a booth, and then they had marathon events. Like, this was after the barrel roll.
I know.
Right? There's constantly something happening at Wiggle.
It really is truly astounding.
Amazing.
But, I mean, it's seriously a packed weekend, and I know I skipped around a lot. But I think I'm just really excited about this weekend and all the things going on. So you can head to Yelp to check out all the events in chronological order because I'm obviously too excited to say them all together. But lots going on, a lot of vintage, a lot of mom stuff.
Thanks for bringing your excitement into the studio once again.
Of course, as always.
And happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to all Yin's mothers out there.
Hey, I got one more thing to add.
Oh, my gosh.
So remember
this is
good news. Last week at the end of the podcast, I did my little spiel about how you should go to iTunes and rate the show and leave
gotcha.
A comment, right?
Uh-huh.
Said that once. We've never brought that up before. And we got a comment and rating, and it was very positive and favorable. And one of our very kind listeners responded to that request, and it was just that easy. So
that's amazing.
I mean, I'm going to do it again.
And obviously. It wasn't our mom's.
I don't know for sure that it wasn't,
okay.
But I don't think it was mine.
It was
so
definitely
whoever
not mine.
It was, thank you for the kind words. And if there are others listening who have not yet done that, we would sure appreciate the feedback, and it would help other people find this thing. Go to iTunes, leave a rating, leave a comment if you have a nice one.
Mm-hmm.
And you can direct all other comments to us on Twitter.
That's where people complain.
Good, bad, whatever. Information about something you'd like us to share. We're always looking for that kind
yes,
of stuff. So
love to hear that.
Tweet us. I'm at WESA Josh.
At Yelp Pittsburgh.
And that's it. Rachel, thanks again.
Of course.